Kofi Annan has long been critical of President Bush's foreign policy, especially the war in Iraq, and today is no exception. Within the hour, Annan will give his last speech as United Nations Secretary General. He's ending 10 years as leader of the UN at the end of this year. Michelle Kellerman is NPR's diplomatic correspondent, and she joins us now. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Now, you've covered the often rocky relationship between the United States, especially President Bush, and the United Nations, and the Secretary General. You've gotten the advance speech that Mr. Annan is going to give. And as we understand, it's going to, again, be harshly critical.
It will be in sort of oblique terms, however. I mean, there's sort of two major critiques of President Bush's foreign policy. One, Kofi Annan is going to stress the need to maintain human rights and the rule of law in the war on terrorism. And another is a critique of this go-it-alone approach. He says, for instance, when power, especially military force, is used, the world will consider it legitimate only when convinced that it is being used for the right purpose, for broadly shared aims, and in accordance with broadly accepted norms. Now, that's obviously a reference to the war in Iraq. It's a war that Kofi Annan has called illegal because the U.S. didn't go the further step to get it approved by the UN Security Council. So that's been, you know, one of the major sources of conflict between Kofi Annan and the Bush administration.
Well, how will this affect his legacy or how he will be remembered? Because, after all, he was UN chief for 10 years, a whole decade.
Well, some say that in fact, because Kofi Annan has spoken out so harshly against the war in Iraq, that it's given him some moral authority in the rest of the world. His relationship with the U.S., on the other hand, was rocky because of this. But you do see the U.S. going back to the UN for other issues, particularly for Darfur, Sudan, for instance, going to the UN to try to get a resolution on Iran, on North Korea. What we've seen Kofi Annan do in the last few weeks is really try to work on his legacy by making these speeches. This one is important today because it's focused on his relationship with the U.S., but he's also been giving speeches on the needs for multilateral institutions to deal with human rights issues. That was his speech to Human Rights Watch last week when he talked a lot about Darfur, Sudan. There was another speech about non-proliferation issues at Princeton University. So you've seen him really trying to shape his legacy in the past few weeks.
Now, U.S. Representative to the U.N. John Bolton is also leaving at the end of the year. So can we expect a less contentious relationship now that these two men are gone between the U.S. and the U.N.?
I think perhaps. And there's actually a funny moment last week when Kofi Annan had a dinner at the White House. John Bolton was there. And some reporters asked Bolton, you know, how was it? Was this a fence-mending dinner? And he said, well, nobody sang Kumbaya. Got a lot of giggles for that one.
I can't imagine John Bolton singing Kumbaya. But anyway.
Kofi Annan wondered if he knew how to sing it. That was another. That was the punchline of the joke.
Well, Kofi Annan speaking today at the Harry Truman Presidential Museum and Library in Independence, Missouri. What's the significance of that?
Well, Harry Truman was instrumental in setting up and creating the United Nations, and that's why Kofi Annan has chosen to go back there. And, you know, one of the other quotes in this advanced text says that Truman's name will forever be associated with the memory of far-sighted American leadership in a great global endeavor. Such leadership is no less sorely needed now than it was 60 years ago. So that's the message he's trying to say, that to explain to Americans why the UN is important and should be around and should be a vital force, and why Americans should care about the United Nations.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman, thank you very much.
Thank you.